What about this expression? Say if somebody took a knife, was fooling around with the knife, and he accidentally did that to himself. You say he accidentally did what?
Stuck the knife in his leg or stabbed it.
Sure. What about big knives? Do you have names for
butcher knives and bowie knives? One of the kinds. Yeah, there's more than that.
A butcher knife, that would be something that you use in your kitchen, don't you?
Cut meat with. Mm-hmm. Or anything else you want to cut, but they're called butcher knives. And, knives for the table.
Yes, ma'am.
Silverware.
Say this expression, if a teacher goes into a classroom and there are a lot of funny pictures of her on the board, she might turn around the class and say, okay, who
done that?
Or who?
Who scribbled that up there? Who put that up there?
Or who drew?
Yeah.
Say if some men want to get a real heavy weight up on the roof of a house, they might rig up a block and tackle, and what would they call themselves doing to get it up there? They had to
pull it. If they had a pulley there to pull it up with.
Yes, sir.
Block and line.
You ever heard people around here use the word hoist? Something like
yeah.
That? Say,
you pick up a big load. You know, if you try to pick up a big load, you've got to hoist it up.
Hoist it up.
Yeah.
So that would be like picking something
up.
And this expression, say if somebody gave you a bracelet for a present, and if you were just sitting there looking at it, you might say, well, don't just look at it, go ahead and
put it on.
Sure, okay. These things that the children have to play with, you'd say that they've got a lot of...
Toys.
Mm-hmm. Heard any other names for them?
Well, I imagine it is. I call it a lot of junk.
Junk, yeah.
But I've got some grandchildren that's got more than they'll ever play with or ever have or never will.
Yes, ma'am.
But anyway, they've got it. And I call it junk. That's a lot of toys.
Of course. I heard people around here call them play pretties.
Yeah, they do.
And that would be the same?
Same thing.
But you just call it a...
toys.
Don't use the word play.
Well, sometimes. I'll say, go get your play pretties out and play with them.
Right, okay. We were talking about addressing a letter or something like that. Well, after you got through writing somebody a letter, you might say, well, after I went to all that trouble, I expect to get an
answer.
Sure. Say if you were cooking in your kitchen and a lot of little children came in, you might tell them something like, well, now that stove's real hot, so
keep your hands off of it.
Right. In other words, don't
touch it.
Sure. Okay.